Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. The Packers are gearing up to honor our troops tonight at their annual Salute to Service game against the Philadelphia Eagles. The players will wear and use special Salute to Service equipment, and Lambeau itself will be decked out to honor our veterans. Five Gold Star families will be honored on the field before tonight's game. A Marine Corps gunnery sergeant will perform the national anthem. And at halftime, all veterans and active military members will be saluted for their service. Most of us know about it from the song, but today marks a tragic chapter in Great Lakes history. The massive freighter SS Edmund Fitzgerald sank in Lake Superior 50 years ago today, taking the entire crew of 29 men with her. Meteorologists still study those gales of November from 1975 that produced ocean-sized waves up to 40 feet high, with winds gusting across the lake at 80 miles per hour, according to maritime experts. The ship, broken in two, still lies on the floor of Lake Superior, with her crew still inside, at the request of those left behind. Family members say they wanted the ship to be memorialized as the crew's final resting place. The Icewater Tomb is a legally protected gravesite. Each year, the actual bell from the Edmund Fitzgerald tolls 29 times for each man lost. 2 years ago, that bell rang 30 times. Its final toll? For Gordon Lightfoot, the man who penned and performed the famous tune, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Local television lost a legend over the weekend. Longtime Green Bay weatherman Tom Mahoney died yesterday. Mahoney delivered the weather forecast for more than three decades at WFRV Channel 5. Mahoney's legacy extends beyond weather as an ordained Roman Catholic deacon and charitable volunteer. Tom Mahoney was 75. A Green Bay car fire on Friday led police to discover a body after extinguishing the flames. The Green Bay Metro Fire Department and police responded to the fire on North Dans Avenue near East Shore Drive and I-43 just after noon. Crews found the car fully engulfed in flames. Once they fully put the fire out, they discovered a body in the car. The victim has not been identified. Authorities are still investigating. Anyone with information is asked to call Green Bay Police or submit an anonymous tip on Crime Stoppers. A house fire in Howard claimed the lives of two people and multiple pets last week. Firefighters responded to multiple calls just after 2:30 a.m. Thursday morning. Authorities have not identified the victims of the fire, but those close to the family say the two who died were twin sisters. The fire destroyed the home and damaged a neighboring house as well. Well, we saw a few flakes around Green Bay yesterday morning, but up in Door County, they've got a winter wonderland going on, thanks to lake effect snow. The National Weather Service updated their winter weather advisory to a winter storm warning yesterday that dumped 4 to 7 inches of snow in some spots. Snow is forecast to continue through this morning. So what are your chances of seeing snow at Lambeau during tonight's game against the Eagles? Well, not likely, according to local weather reports, but it will be a chilly one with temps below freezing and winds up to 15 miles per hour.
With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks go to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks play the Mavericks tonight in Dallas. Milwaukee losing yesterday at home to the Houston Rockets, 122-115. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought we were bad on both ends of the floor. We gambled. We did things that we just can't do.
College basketball, Marquette losing to Indiana, 100-77 in a game played at the United Center in Chicago. The Golden Eagles have a following in the Chicagoland area. NFL, it's the Packers and Eagles at Lambeau Field. I asked Micah Parsons what his thoughts will be tonight after the loss of his former teammate, the Cowboys' Marshawn Nealon, who died at the age of 24.
If I know 9-4, you're going to want me to kill him. He gonna want me to kill him because that's how he played. He always played with the intent and passion and played the right way. And every time I seen him step on the field, he gave it his all. Even when he was hurt, even when he was dealing with things off the field, he never let it show on the field. So I have to do the same thing.
That's the Packers' Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy to mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the low to mid 20s for a low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, with a high in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.